This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب رياض الصالحين في باب فضل العلم تعلما وتعليما لله. يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled The Guardians of the Righteous in the chapter of the virtues of knowledge for the sake of Allah. The virtues of knowledge, learning and teaching for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن سهل بن سعد أن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال لعلي فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من أن يكون لك حمر النعم. سهل بن سعد, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, by Allah, if a single person is guided by Allah through you, it will be better for you than a whole lot of red camels. And this is narrated on Bukhari and Muslim. Bukhari in the Book of Military Expeditions and Muslim in the Virtues of the Companions. So in this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Ali radiallahu anhu something that was virtuous in regards to guiding people. But it's very interesting and important on how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disclosed to him this and the way that he told him. When he said, فَوَاللَّهِ لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا, he says, and by Allah, if a single person is guided by Allah through you. Why is this important in regards to guiding people or guidance of people? The way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. For by Allah, if a single person is guided by Allah through you. What's something that we may usually say? If we called someone to Islam or someone came back to the deen with, you know, from our family or things of that nature, we would say, what? Huh? Guidance is from Allah. And he just, what? Where's the connect? Where are we in this whole equation? Okay? Just a vehicle. The guidance ultimately comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are the vehicle. You are whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used. But that doesn't mean that he just used you and you didn't have a choice. There's still a window for you to make a choice. Because you will find there are Muslims of the past that say that our Muslims, we are forced to do all of our actions. And there are some that say that the total opposite, that our actions are totally in our hands. They call them the Jabriya. They say that majburun ala al-a'ma, that we are forced to do our actions. And you have the Qadiriya that say that no, everything that we do is with our own decision and our own fate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no place particularly in the actions that we do. But as Muslims, we are ummatan wasatan, that we take the middle course. We say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuqaddiru shay, that Allah has ultimate authority and predestination, and He is the one that can ultimately guide. But within that process, we have a decision. We have a decision. We have a choice to make. And that choice of you talking to that person about Islam, or talking to that family member about Islam, or talking to that family member about praying, or about being honest, and they listen to you because of who you are, your position, or whatever the case may be, or you said something that really hit them at that particular point, at that particular time in their life, that is the manifestation of Allah's guidance. So sometimes you may be surprised that you were the one that Allah used to call that person to good, or to call that person to guidance. And sometimes you never would have thought, I didn't think that it would be me, but I decided to speak to this person. Sometimes you think that, oh, I am the person to talk to this individual. I am their favorite cousin, their favorite family member, so on and so forth. But then you'll be surprised how they won't even listen to you. Sometimes you may talk to someone and you may say the right words as far as you are concerned, but it doesn't affect that person at all. So you're surprised that that doesn't affect that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that ultimately guides. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it here. And the way that he said it is very, very important, because the way that he said it ties into, obviously, our aqidah and our belief system. He says, by Allah, if a single person is guided by Allah through you. And this is important, because when something that we do, we are successful with calling someone or convincing someone, for lack of better words, to come back to prayer, so on and so forth, we ultimately should do what? Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remember that we are not the repository of guidance. We are not the ultimate means of guidance. Rather, it is Allah that uses you in different ways to guide people. And then he says here, it is khayrun laka min an yakuna laka humrun ni'am. He said, it is better for you than a whole lot of red camels. And why do you think he said red camels, Jamal? Red camels are expensive. So in our day, it would be what? Red Lamborghini? The Lamborghini? You sure? Not the Bentley? No. Humrun ni'am is something that was very, very valuable. Very, 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 very valuable to them. Humrun ni'am, the red camels. And he said, plural as well, to show that it is better than this. And this is also another important point, because humrun ni'am, is it from this dunya? Is it from this life? Right. So the guidance of you calling someone is better because it will deal with something that has an effect on your akhirah. Right? Because when that person does something good, because you call them to Islam, the good deeds that they do, inshallah, you will receive nasibun minha. You will receive the reward as well, or a portion of that reward. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned something very valuable to them. Knowing something that they value, he made the comparison with something that they value. And how is this a technique in da'wah? How? How is this a technique in da'wah? Who can tell us? So this is an example of hikmah. The Prophet ﷺ did what? Because the way you talk to people about Islam, whether it's a Muslim or non-Muslim, is it the same way? No. So the conversation that you may have with this person may have certain interests other than this person. So it's important to know, as they say, halat al-mad'u, the situation of the one being called to. So knowing their interests can help facilitate your message or your messaging, right? And this is why da'wah is an art. When telling people about Islam, it is an art. And when I say telling people about Islam, it doesn't exclude the person that's working a 9-to-5 job and talking to his coworker. This is probably even easier, because if y'all are working in the same place, you have the same interests generally, or the same task, whatever the case may be, you'll know what subject matters to open. So for instance, there may be someone that's very interested in politics. When you have small talk with them in conversation, you will talk to them about politics. If it's someone that's interested in a certain science, you will know what subject matter to talk to them about. And you will know within that subject matter what they value. And based on what they value, you can tie in Islam or tie in morality and ethics and that which deals with Islam as a gateway to talk to them about God. As a gateway to talk to them about God. So again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how does this tie into knowledge? How does this hadith tie into knowledge? What is the connection? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُنُ لَكَ حُمْرٌ نِعْمٌ. He said, by Allah, if a single person is guided by Allah through you, it will be better for you than the whole lot of red camels. What's the connection with this and ilm?
To be a vehicle, you have to have knowledge.
To be a vehicle, you have to have knowledge. To call someone to Islam, you have to what? Have what? Knowledge of the religion. It is knowledge and wisdom. But the knowledge is what's important as well, because the wisdom, inshallah, can come with the experience, but sometimes in having knowledge of the deen of Islam, and the implementation of that correct knowledge will grant you the wisdom, inshallah ta'ala. So what are some cases where we see some people that do not have knowledge and they call to Islam? You don't have to mention names or anything like that. You mention situations, scenarios.
We had a case here for a long time in urban masjid when we first started, and we were doing the dawah at the time, and somebody who was talking to the imam at the time, interested in Islam, kept coming to the masjid. And one time he came during Jum'ah prayers, and somebody met him at the door and told him, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I'm here to meet the imam." He figured out, since he knows that this is Jum'ah, that this is not a Muslim, "You can't be here. This is Muslim's time only. Please stay outside." And the man never came back. And the sheikh, and I remember that because the sheikh at the time said that from that point on, he trained some people to be at the doors during Jum'ah and during the main busy times, because he said, "You can't, either anybody can just greet or talk to anybody without knowledge." So I still remember that situation.
Like 15 years ago. SubhanAllah. I've seen that happen a couple of times. One brother actually, mashallah, alhamdulillah, he came Muslim, but that happened to him at one masjid in Houston. But he didn't, mashallah, he didn't give up. Alhamdulillah, he ended up going to another masjid and became Muslim and started an organization, mashallah, and mashallah is successful. But very, very important to have knowledge of the religion, especially if you're talking about the deen of Islam. If you're talking about non-Muslims and certain subject matters that you don't know about, and you don't know, it's okay to say, "I don't know." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know." So that is the shahid, where he said to guide people, if Allah uses you to guide people. So to be that vehicle, one must have knowledge about Allah. And in the end of the day, all of us here, by the way, this hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu generally is telling people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is incumbent. It is, as they say, ma'lumun ad-din bid-darura. It is known that every individual should know this. It's a necessity for every Muslim. Fard ayn, for every Muslim to know Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand what that means. That's upon every single Muslim. And if that's the case, it should be, the Muslim should be able to articulate that creed, that understanding to any human being. Now, languages and words and things that we mentioned, certain sciences, whatever, that can be a deterrent, or that can be something that may hinder the effectiveness of the marriage, effectiveness of the message, effectiveness of the message, right? But definitely the crux of it, if someone was to ask you, "What do you believe as a Muslim?" we should be able to tell them, inshallah ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with knowledge of the religion, and may He bless us with knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge of Him, and always increase our knowledge in that. إنه ولي ذلك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان وفي مصر يا رب العالمين وفي سوريا وفي تركيا يا رب العالمين وفي أويغر يا رب العالمين وفي فلسطين يا رب العالمين يا الرحمن الرحيم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا المهيمن وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.